I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show is going to be jam-packed with information, that's for sure. There's going to be a lot of cutting-edge news coming out on tonight's program. We're going to be talking about some mind-boggling information related to the vaccines coming from Florida. And we're also going to be getting into some timeline information, as well as talking about a fake alien invasion, as reported by the Tigetan Pleiadians. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga, or mantra repetition. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Sachidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
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 Hari
Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari 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 Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om.
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 Hari Om Hari Om.
Hari
Om Hari Om.
Hari
Om Om. Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Om Hari Om.
Om
Hari 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 Om.
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om.
Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda leading his group of Integral Yoga Institute members. in chanting the Hari Om. And Sri Swami was one of my spiritual teachers. He passed on in 2002, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now take this opportunity to thank the listening audience. My appreciation and gratitude for the listeners of ET Yoga just for being you and being able to resonate with the kind of information that's coming out on this program. And we know that you're making a big difference just by being you, no matter where you are, no matter, you're just existing. And I'd also like to extend an invitation for you to contact me at paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo at yahoo.ca, concerning any questions you may have about material presented on ET Yoga, either on tonight's program, or you can access the archives. Simply go to BBS Radio ET Yoga. When you go to that page, just scroll down to hit the archives, and they're usually tagged by a few key topics. And tonight's program will probably appear sometime on Tuesday. And there's no strings attached to either accessing the archives or emailing me for information. I'll try to answer your questions to the best of my ability. And also, nothing makes my day more than hearing about successes that you have utilizing ideas and concepts and techniques that are presented on ET Yoga. And we've presented a lot of techniques over the years. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is presented as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're new to ET Yoga, you should know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, big pharma, mainstream media, and technology to the best of your ability given your particular circumstances. And on tonight's program, we'll be getting into why I applaud your efforts in those distancing yourself from those areas. Is one of the things that caught my eye this week was information concerning the, it was actually on yahoo.com, an article that stated that there were 400,000 deaths in the past year attributed to medical misdiagnosis. 400,000. Ooh, oops. Yeah. And not only that, but there's a term that practically nobody knows the meaning of, and it's called iatrogenic. That's I-A-T-R-A-G-E-N-I-C, iatrogenic death. And iatrogenic death is actually the number one cause of death in America that nobody knows about. And that's due to misdiagnosis as well as procedures and medical error that takes place every year. Kills about 800,000 Americans every year and has done so since back when I started ET Yoga 15 years ago. And yet nobody in America seems to know this. Check it out. You'll do some research on your internet and you'll find it so. And this also connects, as normal when I do an ET Yoga show, I start off with some point of interest, and then it expands out, and I take it to its most logical conclusions. Well, last week, or last ET Yoga program, because it's a biweekly show, I brought up the question of how come there's no pushback, you know, related to these vaccines that are they're really bioweapons masquerading as vaccines. How come there doesn't seem to be any pushback? Well, there's a lot, and I mentioned that there is pushback in the alternative sites. Many alternative sites, many doctors have come out, including prize-winning, world prize-winning doctors like Luc Montagnier and also Dr. Buttar, Sharon Tenpenny, to name just a few of those that they call the Dirty Dozen, because they're all been censored and put on, kicked off all social media sites, and many, many people that even put their YouTube's out there, they have to be careful not to mention the word, certain words, certain key words, that gets them kicked off. Because there's so much censorship going on in America right now that it's unbelievable. And trust me on this, like, you can't have a democracy if you have censorship. Freedom of speech is fundamental. And in going down some of these, this information that's been out there for a long time, it doesn't seem to be getting through to anything mainstream. Finally, there has been some pushback coming from Florida. And I happen to live in Florida, so I'm very proud of that. Turns out that there are 7 Florida GOP counties that this year have passed majority votes, some as high as with 95% majorities, to have Governor DeSantis ban the jabs for COVID-19 because they claim they are biological and technological weapons. And this is now being reported in mainstream news. And one of the biggest proponents, least spearheading this initiative and spreading the word all over the place at the moment, is Dr. Karen Kingston. And she has now released documents from Pfizer that state that their original research was never to create either prevention of COVID or affect the transmissibility of the COVID or basically any positive health benefit. So they knew in advance the effects of these inoculations. And further, shows complicity not only of upper levels of the medical field, but upper levels of mainstream media, because they sold the public on the idea that these inoculations were safe and effective, which they were neither. And also, the story that everybody seemed to have about the people that refused to take the shots, you know, these are the renegades, these are the outlaws that don't care about humanity or care about getting their giving their grandma COVID, all this bullshit about them being a problem. No, the problem is the people that created this bioweapon. The people that didn't take the vaccines were the only ones that were smart enough to figure out that they shouldn't take it. And further, this is all proof of violation of Nuremberg codes, because this was all done with malicious intent. And so to me, this is huge, huge bit, mind-boggling, not because it hasn't been known. It's been known for a couple years by many people, but most of the information has been censored. And if you want an ET spin on this, I can give you. That's why I'm doing ET yoga. The ET spin from the Tigetan Pleiadians is that this technology, this nanobot technology with the graphene and how it all works and how the mRNA transmutes your DNA and the rest of it is not known on this planet. This is off-world technology. And the proof of it is that you need certain nano machines to replicate this technology. It is equivalent to what the 5D Pleiadians say is equal to their technology, which we don't have. Okay, so this originally came from off-world. And another connection to that is James Rink, Super Soldier. He says that this particular technology was delivered here from off-world, from a parallel Earth, given to the DOD. And actually, at Rents.com, a story was up there for about 2 months that said that the DOD actually holds the patent on the vaccines and that Big Pharma didn't even create them. There was this technology was given to them for manufacturing. So that's kind of an ET spin. Now, to me, and even the most interesting aspect of this whole scenario is that I'm sure the public is going to be very angry when this starts getting around to more and more, because I'm sure that it won't be just 7 counties in Florida. Most of the counties in Florida, at some point, they're going to be asking DeSantis to ban the jab. And he already has an investigation going into the Big Pharma and the product that was been put out and what the ramifications are. So it all does tie together, and Florida seems to be leading the way. And I like to challenge Californians, because I know one thing. In my opinion, probably there's more listeners to ET Yoga from California than any other state. And I'd like to see some Californians doing some pushback. And there's an old saying that in order for evil to prevail, basically it's because good men do nothing. And do nothing has been the message for a long time, coming from all kinds of sources, including the White Hats, so-called White Hats, and the Tibetans specifically target Charlie Ward, a mouthpiece for the Trump White Hats, with his message of do nothing and trust the plan, because that's what basically the cabal wants everybody to do, is nothing, while they commit genocide on the population. And there's some other ramifications that aren't going to come out in the mainstream media. I mean, the facts about there are known now about that these people knew about the deaths. They're not side effects; they're the effects of these vaccines. And this is on the surface enough for them to be in big caca, but. From an AT perspective, it gets far worse than meets the eye, because these injections, which include this graphene, okay, changing your DNA, according to the Tibetan Pleiadians, within an hour after taking an injection, every cell in your body changes. So your entire blood is different. And according to the Tibetans, they can't even cure you with med beds because the technology is based on replication of a healthy cell. They can't find a healthy cell in these people, so they can't fix them. In fact, to the best of my knowledge and the best information that the Tibetans are putting out is this isn't fixable. In fact, what's been created here is a new species called Homo Borg Genesis, because they are like biogenetic food, only they're biogenetic humans. It's a different species. And further to that, based on what I've been told by Tibetans, every time someone takes one of these injections, they lose about 30% of their immune system. Well, that has some big ramifications, doesn't it? I don't know, because I'm not a medical doctor, but to the best of my information, people who have HIV, they don't give them any more inoculations, not even flu shots. But we got millions of people now in America that are taking flu shots that have compromised immune systems. You know? I mean, this is totally mind-boggling. Not to mention the fact that, as far as I know, there are states now that have made the COVID shots part of the vaccine schedule for young people. I mean, things are way out of hand in the medical field. I mean, they're so far out of hand, it's not even funny. Not to mention some of the things that were going on in the hospitals during while all this was going on with their ventilators and everything else. Again, we had a Florida nurse actually went up to one of those hospitals in New York where somebody'd walk in and go in for a test. They weren't even tested positive or negative yet. And they ended up dead the next day from a ventilator. And then went back up there and took videos and to prove it all and eventually wrote a book. Of course, nobody wanted to publish it. I think finally she did get it published. That's a bona fide nurse from Florida that went up to New York during this thing. And it wasn't just going on in New York. This is going on all over the world. In fact, even in Europe. So all that needs to be investigated. Not to mention the fact that, let's get real here. I mean, are people total morons? Or does this ring a bell for you? For a normal child now, they're to be given 72 vaccines as part of their schedule of vaccination over a course of a number of years. But many of those are given in multiples. And the autism rate used to be 1 in 10,000, and then and now it's down to 1 in 25. And here's a challenge. Go find an Amish kid that's got autism. Duh. No, they don't have autism because they don't take vaccines. There is no other explanation. But our society is so stupid that as soon as somebody in the medical profession says, take this, because we say so, because they're getting paid off from Big Pharma to push all this crap. In fact, here's another alarming statistic, because as far as the Tibetan Pleiadians are concerned, all vaccines are poison. And you should try to get off every one of them as soon as possible, not immediately, because you have to wean yourself off or find a natural product that'll do the same thing as a pill. But no, Americans are too big of a hurry. They want the magic pill right now to cure everything. And as I understand it now, the average American who's 50 years old takes 10 prescription drugs daily. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't take one prescription pill, nor have I in decades, nor will I in future decades. The whole system, let's face it, the reason I tell people to distance themselves, and I've been saying this for ever since I've been doing ET yoga, to distance yourself from mainstream medical is because they do wonders in the area of trauma. That's their area of success. In every other aspect of medicine, it's a dead-end road. The side effects alone from taking 10 pills a day, are you kidding me? What's doing to your liver? What's doing to your brain? They just want you to take something, and then after you get the side effect, they got another pill for that so they can fix that too. It's like they got billion-dollar businesses all set up to deal with all the effects of these vaccines they've been giving out. Yeah, that's how it works. Make you a patient for life, because if they ever cured you of anything, you wouldn't be a patient anymore. So, you know, I hope that some of this information, you know, it's going to give you a different perspective, because I'll tell you something, I don't know anybody personally in America that I know that doesn't have a doctor. Well, I don't. You know. And I'm not going to. I don't have a family doctor. I don't want any part of the medical system, because they're only good for one thing, and that's emergency. And the other big scares out there, like the cancer scare, there's multiple ways to deal with different types of cancers. And a lot of people are doing them. Get off your butt and do the research. And the other big scare is heart disease. Well, they discovered, 30 years ago, the Secret Space Program, even Carrie Cassidy reported, she had a guest on, doctor from there that recommended skate fish oil, and even David Wilcock recommended this. He used to sell it at some of his public speeches that he used to give and talks. He used to sell it on the side because it's so effective. They found out back in World War II that one drop of this stuff a day, I think, prevents cavities even in kids, so they don't have cavities. Of course, that wrecked the whole dental industry, so that never got publicized. And it helps to decalcify not only around the heart, but it decalcifies the pineal gland. It's the one thing I do take on a daily basis, because it's not a prescription drug. Basically natural liver oil, skate fish liver oil. Made by Green Pat. Well, it's probably made by a number of companies. Mine comes from Green Pasture. And so there's your two big ones, right? Well, the big three to avoid are, number one death in America is being a part of the medical system. The iatrogenic deaths, that's number one. So if you're not in part of the system, that eliminates that one. If you don't just drop the system, you do your research and you get into herbal medicines. So if you do have a situation that comes up, you deal with it with natural plants and herbs, like the ancient Essenes did, who were master herbalists. That's how you deal with these kinds of issues. And then you do your further research or listen to shows like ET Yoga, and you get into doing things like utilizing Egyptian healing rods. Egyptian healing rods are like being inside a pyramid every day for 15 or 20 minutes. What do? Cleans your auric field. And all disease exists first in your auric field, and then it gets manifest in the physical body. And proof of that is the fact that this universe, the entire holographic universe that we live in, flashes in and out of existence, and thought exists in between the flashing in and out of existence of the universe. And so thus, part of the time, your physical body isn't even here. It's just that the flicker rate's so fast we don't see it with our eyes. And how you can internally reprogram how things rearrange is done through intent and meditation by contacting that field, the universal intelligence field, and then doing some reprogramming. You can also utilize, which technique that comes from Hiro Rattan Manek, the late Hiro Rattan Manek, I may add, who was studied by NASA, had one of the biggest pineal glands on the planet, and his technique was sun gazing. And the idea there is that you look up his name, Manek, M-A-N-E-K, and sun gazing, and he'll teach you on the internet how to do it safely. An hour after sunrise and an hour before sunset, there's no harmful rays coming from the sun. And you start off with 10 seconds, you add 10 seconds every time you do it, and the effect is cumulative, so even if you miss a month or so, it doesn't matter if it's cloudy or whatever the issue is, you couldn't do it. It's a cumulative effect, helps to activate latent areas of the brain, sunlight goes to all the organs of the body, and I can't prove it, but he claims that after the 30-minute mark, all disease leaves the human physical body. Now, I have done the technique, and I have gone up to the 45-minute level, which is the maximum that you're supposed to do. But I didn't have physical issues, so I couldn't tell you if it cured anything. But I can tell you one thing. It's an exercise well worth doing, and it doesn't cost you a nickel. It just costs you effort and consistency. And I might add, it took me close to 2 years to get to the 45-minute level. So there's things that you can do. Not only that, but what you eat is you are what you eat, and it's highly important. And if you didn't miss the last ET Yoga show, you should know that most of the food in America is banned in other countries, especially Europe. And it's not banned just because it's biogenetic, which most of it is, but it's banned because it's cancerous. The entire meat supply is cancerous. The bread is cancerous. The cereals we give our kids are cancerous. The beer you drink is made with biogenetic corn. These biogenetic foods are not good for you. They're banned in many countries, especially Europe, because they're harmful to the physical body. And unfortunately, many of these products, I mean, we're talking about especially fast foods. In fact, it's come out recently from the Tibetan Palladians that places like McDonald's, they have like nano in the products, not to mention all the rest of the crap in there that makes it addictive. If you've never seen the movie Super Size Me, you need to see it. Oh, about, I don't know, close to 20 years ago, some students of mine, while I was a teacher, told me to see this video, and I watched it, and it blew my mind because I used to eat at McDonald's. Well, I haven't been there since. I did an experiment myself. I kept their french fries for a year and a half, and they looked like, a year and a half later like the first day I bought them. Heat them up, and you're ready to go. It's not even food. Bugs don't even eat it. You know, it doesn't break down. Same with the... I've seen people do the same thing with their hamburgers. And yet all these people who are running off to McDonald's, even all these morons going there to eat. It is mind-boggling how oblivious Americans are to their diet and what they eat. It's just atrocious. And almost everyone that... And the reason I got clued into some of the differences between the U.S. and European food was, I like a cold beer on a hot day especially, and like I was finding, wait, there's something wrong with the beer here. I started looking into it. Yeah, because Anheuser-Busch owns most all the beer companies. It's all biogenetic corn. They don't have that in Europe. And I won't eat bread over here. That's that white bread that they sell you in the grocery store. I have to get some special bread. I can't stand the bread, and that gave me the clue about a lot of other things. And I'm not a meat eater to begin with, so I don't have to worry about all the other crap that's in all the meat products. And for the most part, I buy only organic foods for the like 95%. And people say, "Oh, isn't it too expensive to buy organic?" No, it isn't. No, not in my opinion. These people are spending the same amount buying Coca-Cola and chips and the rest of the garbage that they buy, if you weigh it out, they're spending as you could eat healthy for what they spend. Not to mention the ones that go to Starbucks every day and eat that garbage and the rest of the fast food chains. It's all garbage because if you're eating out, you're eating GMO'd. Okay, that's as simple as that, and that's all Americans eat: burgers and French fries. You know. That everybody's there. Everybody's on the same train. And look around. Take a look at them. With obesity, the fattest people on the planet. That's Americans. So, have my say about that. And as far as the whiteouts are concerned, I'm going to throw a little crap their way, too. Because if there are whiteouts, how come they're not telling us the truth about things that are going on? No, if they really were whiteouts, we'd be hearing about some of this. We wouldn't be hearing. It's a little bit late now, don't you think? Do I care one hoot who the hell is president in 2024? Because what? Somebody's going to come and save us? What, after they've just inoculated two-thirds of the planet with a bioweapon? Oh, and by the way, this graphene that builds up in your system, I think that the potential for the solar flash is highly enhanced because of the threat that if they crank up the 5G towers to a certain frequency, all this graphene activates and then accumulates in the brain and takes over your brain so that you won't have an original thought. You become part of the Borg. You become part of what's called the, what is that, something about apocalypse, like the insanity apocalypse or whatever, because that's what people would, a certain portion of the population would turn into. And people aren't aware of that either, which I don't know if that'll ever come out. I don't know if about, I won't hold my breath on that one. But that's the whole idea of the connection between the 5G and the COVID and the graphene and the creation of the AI hive mind. And by the way, you got yourself your cell phone there, and you ever wondered about if the sentient AI can actually know what you're thinking? Not what you're saying on the phone, but what you're thinking? Yes, it can. According to Ishmael Press, for the last 8 years, it's had that capability. AI has taken over the planet, and the rollout was the 5G towers. And yet nobody's bitching about the 5G towers. There's another violation of Nuremberg codes, and it's another bioweapon. It's basically a weapon that was used by the military first. And not to mention the radiation effects, it's the key to trigger the graphene. It's never been safety tested. It just got pushed down everybody's throat because, oh, everybody's going to download their favorite movie quicker or whatever. It provides a few perks, but it also affects the alpha brain waves in your head, so that makes the whole population more docile and stupid, which is pretty much obvious. That the population is docile and stupid and just does what they're told. Not to mention that they also use what's called a synthetic telepathy to pre-program the population to basically brainwash them. It's advanced brainwashing, basically. So as far as I'm concerned, I pretty much get the structure on the planet. The structure on the planet is that there's a cabal which is connected with an ET race called the Alpha Draconian Reptilians, and their representatives on this planet, and they function at a higher level than government. Government's at a different level. So there isn't. Let's not get delusional here, like some president's going to fix everything. It ain't happening. As far as I understand, there's about 43 levels of clearance above president. So, like, you know, it's not like that's possible even. It's ridiculous. I'd also like to mention this concept about the fake alien invasion that the Tygetan Pleiadians feel is an important subject. And the reason they feel it's an important subject is because they think it's a highly probable potential reality, highly probable. And according to the Tygetans, and you can get Tygetan information at Cosmic Agency at Odyssey.com and also at swaru.org, SWARUU.org. And according to the Pleiadians, they believe that certainly the number, in any kind of false flag, the main the main thing the cabal wants is anonymity of the cabal is always key. And they think it could be the most dire false flag. It has a lot of interesting potential. And why does it matter? Well, according to the Tagetans, Stephen Greer is kind of leading this disclosure group, so they believe he'll be used as a cabal asset to create what they call a false opposition, basically, or a controlled opposition. And as usual, the cabal will create a problem, wait for the public reaction, and then give a solution. And this particular fake alien invasion could have lots of ramifications to it. It could have actual attacks on certain cities on the planet, which would elicit a response from the public to, be protected, not only spreading fear, with an eventual goal of limiting our freedoms and rights, because it would make total sense if we're legitimately up against an invader that the governments would join together and try to cooperate to fight the alien invasion. But according to the Tagetan Pleiadians, Stephen Greer is more likely a CIA asset, and because they state that the many things he's already stated, that he wouldn't even be around. They'd have offed him a long time ago if they didn't want him talking. So what happens when they develop somebody of that type? They want to build trust in somebody like him, so the people, he seems like he's saying the things that the public would say and want, and then eventually he'll switch gears and give advice that's not legitimate. And in quoting the Tagetans, they say Greer's full of bullshit. So take it for what it's worth. They have in their Tagetan data blanks that he's a CIA agent. That's according to Tagetan Pleiadians. And the idea here is that at some point in time, this will backfire on the starseeds, because the only people that are going to know that this is bullshit, it will be the starseeds. And they'll make it somewhat similar to the Holocaust, that you're not allowed to talk about it, you're not allowed to say anything about it, or that this is all bullshit, because there is no alien race planning to take over or attack the Earth. They've already taken over, okay? The Alpha Draconians have been running this planet for the last 12,500 years at minimum. So an alien race is already in control. There's nobody coming from the outside. Sure, there's an AI invasion, because the AI even controls the Alpha Draconians and control the Greys. The AI program is what's basically at the heart of it all. The biggest problem that's on the planet is the AI situation. And obviously, the Galactic Federation is okay with the genocide of humanity. Our secret space program, which no doubt is apparently 10,000 years in advance of us technologically. And, that's even provable. Like, take a chessboard and put a penny on one square, and then put two pennies on the second square, then four, then eight, 16, 32, until you get to the 64th square, and then you've got over $1 million in pennies. Once you double information, once you turn the corner on information in science, 15 years ago used to double every year and a half, 2 years max. So information's doubled. They had UFO flying technology back in the 30s. so, you know, we're approaching almost 100 years that they've had this technology, and they've had advanced computers. And that's talking about computers that we had and information doubling on the surface, not how fast information is doubling off the planet in the secret space programs. It's probably doubling every day. So how advanced technology would they have over 100 years or close to it? It's mind-boggling what's known out there and the things that are possible. They're all paid for by, you know, U.S. citizens. Wonder why $7 trillion end up missing from the government, because it all goes into black ops and stuff for off-world projects. And then some of it gets ciphered back into certain corporations here. So, you know, everybody's down with the plan, and the people that need to stand up are the people on the surface, but they got to be informed, and that's why all the censorship. And according to this John D'Souza, he says he's a former, he was on Redacted. John D'Souza is a former CIA. He says the fake alien invasion will include destruction to U.S. cities. And he thinks the next phase of that will be they're going to start selling you on the idea that aliens exist now. And then they're going to have some BS partial exposure. And then there'll likely be some kind of maybe they're shooting down some military jets or even passenger airlines. It'll be the next phase to scare people. But it'll all be done by us. It won't be done by some aliens. Well, sort of aliens, because it'll be connected to the aliens that are already in control of the planet. And by the way, just in case you're interested in some of those foods, you missed the ET Yoga program, the last one where I talked about U.S. foods that are banned in other countries, citrus and sodas and Gatorade, Maraschino cherries, U.S. pork, because all the feed is all toxic. It's banned in 160 countries. U.S. corn, genetically modified, and one of the pesticides is very harmful. Prepackaged ground beef, because there's pink slime filler in it, and it's treated with ammonia gas. Farm-raised fish and salmon has methylmercury. Cereal brands, like things like Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Honey Bunches of Oats, and all that stuff. It's all crap. It's all cancerous, and we give it to our kids. The U.S. milk, the cows are injected with growth hormones. It's banned in 44 countries. U.S. children, U.S. chicken, it's washed with chlorine. The bread is banned in Europe as well because of potassium bromide and high glucose corn syrups in the bread. Artificial sugars and sweeteners, and they also lead to diabetes and obesity. But the main problem with all these products is they're carcinogenic. And the artificial sugars and the processed meat, bacon, deli meat, bologna, Sam, smoked meat, they're all laced with sodium nitrate. And by the way, sodium nitrate, yeah, that's what they give rats in experiments to give them tumors, okay? And you wonder why the cancer rates are through the roof, and a lot of people are now walking around with compromised immune systems. Unbelievable. And all channeled through mainstream medical. So, at least on tonight's show, what I'm trying to present here is that you got to give your head a shake and maybe start rearranging your priorities, especially around what you eat. And there are ways to still live in America and eat good food. You got to buy organic, and even though it's not pure, it's better than the stuff that is that's all GMO'd. And by the way, most of our potatoes are GMO'd now. Over the six stores that I shop in when I do groceries, only one right now has organic potatoes, and that's Trader Joe's. none of the others carry it anymore that I go to. So it's like all this stuff is like Americans don't think anything of it. They're oblivious to anything healthy. And my hat's off to those GOP counties in Florida who are pushing back. And a lot of these this information that's come out now and calling a spade, which is that these inoculations or bioweapons are going to lead to hopefully a lot of I don't know if they're going to be military tribunals, but a lot of court cases related to violation of Nuremberg codes, because people were never given proper consent, for one. Okay, that's the big one. One of the violations of Nuremberg codes, you have to be given proper consent about what other products are available that are alternative to the choice they're giving, and what the possible side effects and are of what it is you are taking. This never happened, okay? This is all malicious intent. This is criminal. And it's about time that somebody public is coming out. And hopefully there's going to be more and more states, more and more counties that are going to start tuning into this, because I think when parents start to realize now that it wasn't the ones that didn't get jabbed that were the problem, because put your child at risk. No, you're the one that put your child at risk by giving them the jab, okay? So let's get straight about what's really going on. Get your head out of your butt and find out what's going on before you start shoving stuff in your body and shoving stuff in your kid's body, because you're the guardian for those children. And this is outrageous that there are these 72 inoculations in these young people that's giving them autism. Well, it's one of the biggest contributors, let's put it that way. And if you look at the Amish, they are a standard for health in that regard, because they grow their own food, so they don't have all the crap in there, the GMO stuff. They don't take the vaccines. So, they got a lifestyle that's to be emulated, because it works, and it works in our modern day situations. So the closer you are to the Amish lifestyle and or food, and closer you are to their take on distancing yourself from mainstream medical, the better off you are. And if you decide to keep insurance for emergency, well, that makes sense. So the bottom line here is Americans got to do a total flip-flop and a different way of thinking. But I would still like to wish my best towards our listeners' attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in closing, I always close with the Who Am I technique, where you place your full consciousness in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you state and ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or twice or whatever's comfortable. And then once you become totally centered in the center of your forehead and become that spot, you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.